This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, there is a gala coming up. You know, I'm sure you've seen a lot of publicity on the Met Gala recently, and a young actor Timothy Chalamet was supposed to be there, but he wasn't. He was at the Knicks game. The Knicks beat the Celtics in Boston. That was amazing. Amazing. I mean, a lot of the teams in the playoffs in the NBA right now have beaten the home team on their home court. So, you know, I think it's pretty exciting. But there's a gala coming up. It's the Guardian Angel Awards Gala. It's May 9th. It's coming up on, what, that would be Friday, I guess? Friday, JW Marriott Hotel on Canal Street. This is to benefit Project Lazarus. It's the 40th anniversary of Project Lazarus serving the HIV community, and this is their annual gala. And Ian Bicko is the executive director of the project, and he joins us on WWL. Ian, welcome to the show.
Good. Hey, great to talk to you. And as a Cleveland Cavaliers fan, I'm cringing at the NBA reference.
It's not turning out the way everybody wants, but I think there's been some exciting basketball. So, Ian, look, Project Lazarus, really worthwhile, even though a lot has changed. People need to not forget. I mean, there's a lot that's changed. I mean, there's even medicine out there right now that, you know, if you take it, it will prevent you from getting HIV, and just a lot of advances. But Project Lazarus still needs help, and you're having this big gala to raise money.
Lazarus, yeah, absolutely. Lazarus. Yep, with Project Lazarus. Yeah, our gala is on May 9th, as you said, at 6 p.m., the JW Marriott. We still have tickets available. If you go to projectlazarus.net, you can find tickets to our gala on May 9th that will benefit our programming.
Okay, what do people get for the price?
Sure, you get a full-course meal. You get to enjoy many of the festivities there at the event. There's a wine pool. There's a silent auction. There's a live auction. And you get to participate, really, just in honoring the three wonderful people that we're recognizing that evening. We have two guardian angels, and then one person receiving our Father Powell DeRozier Award. Those are in the namesake of our founders. So there's only been six people historically that have achieved that award.
Ian, how does Project Lazarus, how does it help people? How do people benefit from what you do?
Yeah, so Project Lazarus, like you said, has been around for 40 years, and much has changed over time in terms of HIV treatment and care. With that, HIV services at Project Lazarus have changed. You know, people used to come in our doors and they wouldn't leave. And nowadays, people come there to get better. They come there to heal, to reset, to receive substance use counseling, HIV counseling, get their nutrition back in line, get some stability with their housing. And the ultimate goal is to find employment, find stability, and find some permanent housing that so they can really take ownership of their health and go on to live a happy, normal life that we all know that they can.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's interesting that over the years, so much has changed because there was a time when being HIV positive was seen as a death sentence. And, you know, you can look at people like Magic Johnson. And you know, I hate that anybody became HIV positive, but he has proven to be a symbol that you can live. Now, obviously, he has money that not everybody has to get the best. But not only was he a heterosexual, but he was also somebody who showed that you can live with this and just go on with your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, for me, I've personally been living with HIV for the past 8 years. I celebrated 8 years in February. And, you know, there's still a lot of stigma out there and misinformation around care that's available, around the longevity of one's life, and around the quality of life that someone will live with HIV. And there are people, like high-profile advocates out there like Magic Johnson and others, but there's also everyday people here in New Orleans like myself that go on to prove that you can reach an undetectable status, which means that if you were to be tested, that you can't detect the virus in your bloodstream, which means you can't transmit it to somebody else, regardless if that person is using protection or not. All that to say that the nature of HIV has really changed, and the quality of life that someone can live if they're taking medication each day is the same quality of life that people that aren't living with HIV can live.
Yeah, I think the hysteria is over. I mean, I remember when the conversation about HIV and AIDS first came up, people freaked out if an athlete on the football field or the basketball court started to bleed. I don't see any hysteria over that any longer.
Yeah, it's really circumstantial, and it kind of depends on the education of who you're dealing with. On a personal note, I play beach volleyball semi-professionally, and I have encountered people that, you know, when I came out about my status a few years ago publicly as an advocate, were stressed that we shared the same sweat on a volleyball. And, you know, it was an opportunity for me to educate, but you know, the hysteria isn't there as it used to be, but there is still a lot of external stigma that affects, I think, perception of people living with HIV and the quality of life they can live. But there's also a lot of internalized stigma, too, that people have. And at Project Lazarus, that's what we really try to focus on, is the internalized stigma that our residents might feel that would keep them from adhering to their medication and really envisioning a full and fruitful life for themselves.
Yeah. Well, you know, you do so much to help people. And if somebody wants to go to the gala, I mean, there's going to be entertainment. I mean, is this going to be a full gala? It says gala, so I'm assuming it's going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. There's an auction. There's going to be some great speakers. There's going to be a great dinner. I attended this gala last year as a volunteer, and here I am a year later as the director at Lazarus, which is a story in and of itself. But there's also going to be music at the end and a DJ. So it's going to be a night full of fun, a room full of really great people. And there's an auction that I think a lot of people might see some value in. So even if you can't attend the gala, our silent auction goes live in the next, I believe it goes live at 5:30 today. So if someone wants to find us at Project Lazarus NOLA on Instagram or on Facebook, you can find a link to our silent auction and participate in that way and find some great items.
Okay, for the 40th anniversary of Project Lazarus, helping the New Orleans area, 40th anniversary, the big Guardian Angel Awards Gala is this Friday, May the 9th at the JW Marriott on Canal Street. And you can get tickets, and you help a really worthwhile cause, and also you're going to be entertained. And you know, look, this might be a place to network, because some really cool, influential people go to things like this, and you never know who you're going to meet. So, Ian Bicko, Executive Director, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate your time.
Okay. I hope it turns out to be a fun night.